Headlines in Rhymes.
Headlines in Rhymes, week 10. Let's go. So we start off with the story that for years had made people nauseous. The ongoing case of Blade Gunner Oscar Pistorius. But justice is glorious, his actions notorious. Judge Leach said what we all felt, Masipa's judgment erroneous. So he's guilty of murder, lies will not take him any further. It's no surprise at all that trending now is hashtag justice for Riva. So out of the San Bernardino attacks in America came the name Sayed Farouk. That reminds me, whatever happened to that white Christian terrorist guy Dylan Roof? Not a word mentioned on that guy, and he killed 9 people in a church. The American justice system and the media seem to have left us in the lurch. Then the second suspect's name, wait for it, Tayyip bin Erdogan. They say Qatari, but it sounds like the Turkish president. Do they think that we are dumb? Speaking of which, Putin said that Turkey buys ISIS oil. Erdogan said he'd resign if it was proven. Then Putin's mouth started to recoil. Would Putin have the guts to say that he would too, if Erdogan really was wrongfully accused? Putin hasn't said anything since that statement. Guess his power he doesn't want to lose. Also a big story is the continuous strike by Pick It Up. If there was a filled rubbish bin anywhere, by now they'd have kicked it up. Streets lined with filth, joined together like a garbage quilt. The smell is starting to build while they wait for their pocket linings to be filled. Let's hope the stinky situation is sorted out fast, because everywhere smells like a rubbish dump. Guess who's gonna have to clean it all up once they get what they want? Yes, they Pick It Up. Blocking nose into the weekend. Headlines and Rhymes. Week 10. I'm out.
Headlines in Rhymes.